Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, Dave Robertson and Oprah about to fight last night, huh?
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Hey, I'm just mentioning it, dog.
No. Did you see the comments after the game about, because Fernando Tatis got hit on the hand.
Yeah.
Did you see the comments after the game about, like, I forgot who said it. They said the Dodgers better hope that the x-ray comes back negative.
Or what?
They gonna throw at him again, I guess. I don't know.
No, that's what I'm like.
Oh, it's Machado. That's who said it.
Oh, Machado's. I mean, that was bullcrap. I mean, it banged him right on his hand. I don't know if it's purpose. I saw they hit Shohei the day before. I mean, we know these two teams don't like
each
other.
I think they hit Shohei again last
night. Oh, yeah. Did they hit him last night again?
I think so.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, these two don't like each other.
No,
they
don't.
Like how Dave was like, I'll see you outside. I was like, okay. I mean, too bad it's just going to fight, but you hit my players. We're going to have to fight. Let's meet in this meet at the – in the back of the clubhouse, wherever you want to go, but you throwing at my players. That's just, especially at that point in the game. Like, ninth inning, you're going to throw at one of my best players. And, yeah, you better hope the x-rays come back negative.
I just find the premise of that threat funny. Because now you just immediately get tossed.
Yes.
Whereas,
as soon as there's an air ball
or
something like that. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I'm fighting, so it don't matter.
All right. We'll see how it plays out. Talking Dodgers Padres there. The noon hour, almost 12:05 now here on a Funk Friday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. There are levels to this first story, so we should head right into it, the NFL No Huddle. You know, this one is interesting. I'm fascinated to get your take. I shared part of my take on Shador Sanders yesterday. But then we just kept getting news drop after news drop after news drop as the story continued to unravel and become a little bit deeper. The initial story is Browns rookie quarterback Shador Sanders was ticketed for driving 101 miles an hour in a 60-mile-per-hour speed zone. And my first take here, Randy, was a lot of people speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not crazy. I don't think it should affect them, blah, 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 blah. And then as you learn more about the story, that continues to be adjusted a little bit. The first thing was I learned, all right, he was speeding 101 into 60 at 12:24 a.m.
Right.
That now becomes a little bit bigger issue than a guy racing home in afternoon traffic or whatever. We then learned it wasn't the only time this month he was caught speeding. He was also cited earlier this month going 91 in a 65, and he failed to appear for arraignment on Monday in that case, facing a small fine. We'll see what goes down there. And then later yesterday, another little drop, another little nugget, was that his girlfriend at the time that he was pulled over was also pulled over for going 92 miles an hour, but she was not given a ticket.
Well, I think, all right, so I think it goes this way. I do not think you have any business driving that fast, that late, whatever, whatever. Now, okay. He wasn't drunk or anything like that. Okay. Now, this is not a good look for him, meaning people, there's such a big microscope on him already that for him to give people ammunition to do this or say, talk about it and everything like that, it's a bad look. It really, really is. Now, am I you know, one of those people where, you know, think that this will affect football? No, I don't.
I don't either.
But this is
I don't either.
This is something against his character, meaning just be – and I'm not saying because everybody speeds, so I don't want to talk about the speeding part of it. I'm talking about the fact that you put yourself in a position for people to find – because it's not a positive, like it's a negative thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there are people already against you. Don't give them the ammunition to, oh, see? You see there? And for him to be around people, to be around this life as long as he's been, because that's one of the biggest things about him has been his professionalism, his pro-like approach to everything like that. Pros, we speed. That's why I say I'm not going to get on the speeding aspect. He shouldn't be doing it. But the look and giving people ammo, further ammo to aim at him,
right,
is the thing.
Yeah, I'm not bothered.
Don't be on the damn ticker. We say this crap earlier. Don't be on the ticker.
What did we just do with Joe Patrick?
Yep.
We don't have anything to ask him. I asked him about a UFL running back who might not make
the roster. Don't be on the
ticker. We don't want to be asking about anyone on this team because that's mostly bad news. And here's what bothers me, because I tend to agree with you about the speeding thing. I don't go 100. I don't know if my car can make it up there. But I speed. I don't shy away from that. I normally travel. Bo passes me, so I know he speeds.
Hey, man, don't be throwing folks under the bus, man. Come on, dog.
He knows it.
What the hell?
It's a responsible speeding, though. You know what it is. The bigger issue for me isn't the fact that you got caught speeding. It's the fact that it's the second time in a couple days.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, especially, you know, we know the whole thing with dealing with the players here with the Georgia football team. We understand the speeding aspect of it. That is all, you know, and it's bad.
Have you gotten a speeding ticket before?
No.
Okay. I've gotten a couple speeding tickets just over the course of
years. I've been pulled
over
for speeding, but I never had a speeding ticket.
Now, I've never gotten out of speeding.
Yes, I've never had a speeding ticket.
I've never been pulled over and not been given a ticket.
Yes, they get the ticket.
But here's the thing, and this is just, you know me, I think I'm on the more conservative side of things. When I get a speeding ticket, like, I don't speed again for, like, 3 months.
Yeah, but, I mean,
it's brutal. I'm going 60. Rough. It's rough out there on that right lane.
Right.
But it's just one of those things where, like, I get so nervous and so scared after one ticket that I don't speed again for months.
And that's the thing about it is because it's the second one, like, it's...
That didn't connect.
It's not a good look. That's what I mean. It's not a good look. And I think, again, it's two ways of looking at it when you look at a guy like, young man like this. He's polarizing. You can say what you want to say.
Right.
People want, you know, and you put yourself in that position to get criticized for something. That's the thing about it. It's like you're trying to win a job. At the end of the day, you're still a fifth-round pick.
Yes.
Whatever you want to call it, conspiracy, whatever. It is what it is. You don't have the runway of somebody else who does it.
No, but it's different.
You have not done enough in this league to get the tolerance of an organization. You know what I mean?
But you are a quarterback.
But
so
you're a quarterback.
Because a different fifth-round pick might have been cut
if he bought,
already.
No, I
don't think so?
No.
Okay.
No. But if he – because it's still about performance on the field. I haven't seen you perform on the field. Now, undrafted free agent or somebody?
Yeah, sure.
But I drafted you, so I want to see what you do. But, no, it's just an irresponsible look on him because of the simple fact, like you said, he's already been ticketed one time and then – not even what, a week later or so,
yeah,
you're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Now, David Njoku held a celebrity softball game over the weekend, so Shador did get an opportunity to address the media as this story was unraveling. Here's what he had to say.
He's just a regular kid. Like, what's wrong with
him? I'm just a little boy.
He didn't do nothing wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, you know... not great choices.
He's saying that because he's an accountable person.
I learned.
We're from the real
bro,
people.
I learned.
Okay. You did do something wrong. All right, you did do something wrong. All right, you did something wrong. But, you know, if you're going to tell me this is a character assassination of Shador, I don't think it is personally.
No, no.
But again, what do we talk about? Don't give people ammunition to use against you in a negative light. And he's done that. Period.
The audio was a little bit muffled there because they were outside. There was a bunch of people at softball. But what he said was, I made some, you know, not great choices. I learned. And I'm just sitting here.
He better not get pulled over for that speed again.
Well, that's my thing. It's like
yeah, then we'll know if you learned or not. Again,
when you get pulled over the first time, that's when you say, I've learned my lesson, I'll be smart.
Yeah,
like
yeah, but
twice
then you, but then you go back to what we talk about, these young kids, these fast-ass damn cars. What's the point of having them if you don't want to drive fast? Now, again, that's not an excuse for driving fast and doing all those different things, but I just look at it from this point right here. You don't give people ammunition to use against you. And this is going to be another thing. This would not have anything to do with his football performance whatsoever.
If he's the best quarterback in that room, he's going to start.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think this, you know, is one of the things where you character assassinate him. No, I don't believe that either. You just don't need to give anybody a reason to talk about you other than football stuff. This is what we talk about the offseason. This is what we talk about when coaches and organizations don't want to see. It's Shador. It's anybody. Don't be on the ticker.
Yeah.
Don't be on the ticker. And
he is. At the same time, though, and I want to double back on your point, it is just speeding.
Yeah.
It is not driving under the influence.
It's true.
It is not a more physical crime. It is speeding. Luckily, no one was harmed. Yeah. And I think hopefully we can move past this. But certainly not a bad look. Certainly an even worse look to have it happen twice in the span of 10 days or whatever it is. Real quick, just we'll mention it. Adrian Peterson.
I saw the video.
Fist fight following a poker
hand. What the hell are we fight about in a poker game?
I can think of a couple like.
All right, because you play poker. You play poker, right?
No, I.
Dabble. Okay, but it's usually us against the house, right?
Well, no, it'd be you against another. If you're playing like a poker table game, they look like.
I don't play poker. So
they're playing most likely hold'em. So
okay,
it's you against
okay,
another
you against
player.
Okay, all right. So did he cheat? Did he like.
So obviously
like,
cheating comes into
like,
mind.
I'm a master spades player. I'm a master spade player. Like the only time you've ever had to fight somebody in spades, you want to fight your partner.
Table talk?
You want to fight somebody in spades if your partner reneges. Underbids, all those things. You want to fight your opponent if they underbid and all those other things.
Yeah.
What the hell was he fighting about?
I can think of a couple things.
What?
Like, you could theoretically bet out a turn to try and gain an advantage.
Okay.
There's something like that. When it's just a heads-up game and you might be all in, you might want to run the draw twice.
Okay, never mind. Too much.
I know.
I just think
I wasn't going to bring it up, but then you asked.
Did he say that he wasn't the best back of his generation or something like that?
Well, that's the other thing. It could have been like a non-poker thing that happened at a poker table.
Yeah, but I saw.
By the way, the guy he was like set to fight. What is that guy thinking?
I don't know, but
that guy's not that big.
I'm glad the AP didn't put his hands on him. Like
I think he tried.
He tried, but he didn't grab him because I mean, and I tell this all the time. You know how I am a man of like. I whenever I handshake, you know, that's
good firm shake. Yeah.
I shook this brother's hand and we had gloves on because after a game, the other dude broke my damn hand. Dude, this dude, he got what I call them spark plug hands where you can unscrew a spark plug with your bare hand. That's him. That dude, that's a strong dude. So I do believe that if he had
We've seen him fight before. He got put down pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean,
and
if that wasn't the funniest thing ever in life, that don't mean he can't fight. I mean, he just got caught in a boxing match.
I don't know, but you don't think that poker skirmish means that maybe he can't fight?
I don't know.
It looked like he was, you know.
All I know is that this is a strong ass brother right here.
I don't know
man.
If he can fight or not. He could probably hit though.
He could probably hit.
You don't want to feel.
Now he took that L.
Yeah, he did.
The dude that he was trying to fight at the poker game was doing a very good job of getting out the way. Though.
Exactly.
He was hiding. He was the hold me back guy. Make sure people get in between you. All right, NBA Finals headed to Game 7. We'll break down what happened last night and look forward to Sunday as well. On the other side, the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hey.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dude, do you know that I saw me and my wife were talking yesterday, and they had like the I think it was Rolling Stones came out with the top 10 R&B. Was it Rolling Stones? They came out with the top 10 R&B artists of all time.
That sounds like something Rolling Stones would do.
And we were going over, and I was like, oh, this is like, I mean, not saying that something's wrong with any Billboard. That's what it was.
Okay, Billboard. They would do that too.
Yeah.
Now is this?
All right. So
this is selling.
Billboard. No, this is Billboard just dropped their top 10 best R&B artists of all time. All right. I was like, okay. Number one, Stevie Wonder. Can't argue with Stevie. All right. Can't argue with Stevie. Two is Aretha Franklin. Three is Michael Jackson. I thought Michael would have been ahead of Aretha, but anyway, Michael Jackson 3, Beyonce 4, Whitney Houston 5, James Brown 6, Prince 7, Mariah Carey 8, R. Kelly 9, and Marvin Gaye 10.
See, to me, it doesn't sound like some of those artists should be in the same genre with some of the other artists.
It's a different kind of, right?
Like, well, R&B encompasses so much.
Right.
You said Beyonce was what, 3?
Beyonce is number 4.
Now, Beyonce is an incredible musician, great artist.
Yeah.
I would have never classified her personally as R&B.
I would say they're pop, right?
Pop?
Yeah.
I would say they're
like
more
Beyonce
pop.
Beyonce and Marvin Gaye.
Or diva. Pop or diva.
Yeah, like Marvin Gaye seems more R&B than me, but I mean... I think the one everybody talked about was 9 R. Kelly. Now, Kells is a nasty-ass pervert who is where he needs to be. But you can't deny the dude music talent. I mean, his music was A1. Now, he's a piece of crap. But, and that's how I was looking. I was like, Michael, but then you go back to Jackson 5, started on Motown, blah, 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 all that. So do you take a quarter of that? But, yeah, I look at Michael more as pop. Like, I look at Prince more R&B than Michael.
Well, in some of these discussions, I'm not old enough, and I listened to different music growing up, but I don't know if I could diagnose the difference between R&B and soul from a musical perspective.
Understandable.
Because
understandable.
When I think of some of those older artists, I don't think R&B as I knew it.
I think
more of soul music.
Right. Understandable. Yeah. Like old Motown and stuff like that.
Yeah, that to me is not R&B. Right. I would say that's soul.
B.B. King.
Like B.B. King. B.B. King soul and blues.
Or blues, all right.
But even Aretha,
Aretha.
In my mind, that's a soul artist.
I think Aretha's a soul artist myself. Yeah. I do too. But, you know, but you can kind of classify some of my music as R&B. But well, I look at her as a soul actress.
The B in R&B is blues, so, yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's a huge genre. It's a big genre. But I've always thought of Michael Jackson. Not Jackson 5 Mike. Not, you know, before I had had my nose cut in half Mike. You know, I look at him as Pop. That's just me. You know, I got to use a Q-tip to wipe his nose, Michael. But, yeah, I thought that list was great. But, I mean, I could never go wrong with Stevie Wonder. Never go wrong with Stevie.
Fair enough. It looks like they actually have their list goes all the way up to 75. Mm-hmm. I see Music Soul Child is number 63. Anthony Hamilton, 62. Like, I can run through this list.
Okay, because both of them, they're my favorites.
Anthony Hamilton, 62. Ashanti is 61.
Ashanti, 61.
Neo, 60.
Oh, dude, I just found they got Neo has his own channel on Sirius jamming. But hold on, Ashanti in front of Anthony Hamilton and Music Soul Child. What the heezy? Come on, baby. Like all her hits off of somebody else's beat? Hell out of here. Now she fine. But still, whatever. Whatever, man. I ain't going for that.
Only because I mentioned Neo, I found this out a couple months ago. Rihanna's song "Unfaithful."
Okay,
I am a huge fan of that song. Love that song. I don't know why. I'm not allowed to like that song. What's the matter?
I don't know why that got right there.
So I don't know if you knew this. Maybe you did. I just found out a couple months ago that was written by Neo.
There's a whole lot of songs that people don't know that Neo wrote.
But that specifically, I didn't know. Because of the lyrics, they obviously changed quite a bit from a male perspective to a female perspective. Correct. But just because of how strong the lyrics are from the female's perspective, I was surprised that it was written by Neo.
Do you sing female songs and put, and it's like for word for word, if it's man or boy, do you change the word?
Wait, say again?
All right, a female song is talking about, like, if it's, okay, I give it. You remember
if they say girl instead of woman?
You remember SUV, right?
Okay.
Okay. You remember, and their favorite line was "Oh boy, don't you know?" Right? Do you sing that part?
I probably. Okay. I guess I don't. I don't.
I'm just curious.
I have to hear how it flows.
Like
in
any
the song
that's written by a woman that's talking about a man, and she says "man" part.
Do I naturally change it?
Yeah.
No. I'll sing whatever the song is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll sing whatever the song is.
All right, no problem.
You just change it?
Yeah.
What if you were singing
karaoke?
What if
it's supposed to rhyme?
Huh? I don't care if it rhymes. I'm going to change it.
That's why it's there.
I'm going to change it. So you keep the man part in it. If the woman sings. Like
if I'm like, baby boy, you stay on my mind.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to sing and said baby girl. That's how you, baby girl, you say it. No, yeah. I probably don't do that. No. Maybe if I think the lyric's going to be super weird.
Right.
But, like, no, I'd probably just sing the song. Got to respect the work, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? you know what I mean?
All right. I got you, brother.
You want to chat NBA?
Let's do that.
Couple of things. Couple of things here that really jumped out to me about Game 6 and as it relates to Game 7. Just it's one thing for the role players to not step up. Complete no-shows from Alex Caruso, 0 points, Chet Holmgren,
and before
4 points.
Because Caruso's been that guy for them.
He's been that guy even in moments he's not scoring.
Exactly. Because you mentioned it before, Wednesday.
He was like a plus 8 with 0 points or 2 points scored the other night. Not the case in this one. I'm fascinated heading into Sunday because Halliburton wasn't 35-point triple-double Halliburton that we saw a couple games ago, but he was clearly better.
Yeah.
How much more? I mean.
Well, I'll tell you this. Like, the one thing as when you're in those moments, adrenaline gets you a lot. Adrenaline gets you a lot when we talk about pains and aches and all those different things. Drugs help also.
You know, you're talking about legal medications given to him by the team trainer. Yes, make that clarification.
Yes. I'm sure, like, I've had a strain cap.
He didn't go to the underpass before
I've,
the game.
I've had a strain cap before. There's different tape jobs that they do to support it and all those different things. But you can't block everything out. You're still going to feel it. He did. I thought one thing they did was they play him and McConnell a lot together. So McConnell can handle
McConnell.
The ball. And keep
McConnell
him off the ball.
Was Caruso last night.
They made it. They did a great job of not.
What did he end up? 12-9-6.
But I thought that in him being in and with allowing Halliburton to stay off the ball, because the one thing about it was that he's the head of the snake, but at the same time he draws so much attention because he's on there. But I mean, he had like an uncontested. He cut the lane and he had an uncontested layup, and you could see when he went up, it was an explosive go. It was like, Herbert, let me get the ball off. Like, he's still hampered by it.
He was, and here was my other thought, is that I don't know how much physically better he was last night compared to game five, but I did wonder if he had a little bit more understanding of his own limitations and played with that in mind, and maybe that helped him to be a little bit better from that perspective. Pacers took 18 more shots. They made 7 more threes, 11 fewer turnovers. They were plus 6 in rebounding.
Yes.
Like, those are all the team stats that if you're going to win this game, they checked the box on all of them.
Yes.
And now, they may have a better three-point night than OKC in a loss. OKC's not the best three-point shooting team.
They're not.
Nor do they take that. They
don't, exactly. I think that's the biggest thing. They're not a big three-point shooting team. They don't take – their biggest thing right now is that this series kind of, in my opinion, has been played more Pacers-like than OKC.
So that's what
like.
I wanted to bring up. Yeah. I forgot to bring this up.
Yeah.
I had this stat yesterday, and I was looking at the last 50 seconds last night. I was like, is this stat going to survive? The Pacers, throughout the run of playoffs, had not lost any games in which they've scored 110 or more.
But 110 they, and under.
They
but,
had not won a game until last night when they ended up with 108. That's why I was looking, like, if they're going to get a cheapo basket at the end. They had not won a game all playoffs long under 108 points. Last night was the first night. I'm going to give you my most optimistic take for the Pacers to be able to win game 7. You got nothing from Miles Turner
at
last
all.
Night.
At all.
I think it was 3 points, maybe?
At all.
If you can get the Miles Turner that a lot of people think is the top center and free agent,
which
just
I'm still
once,
so confused by, but okay.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
But if you can get that guy just once, and the rest of the guys just do a little bit, I think they can win.
Yeah.
And I don't think that happens.
I mean,
I don't think that happens.
I won't be here Monday, but I'm going. We'll talk about it because we got another NBA section.
Yeah,
I mean, but I'm looking at this right up here because we were talking about the Dodgers and the Padres.
Okay,
you throwing at me knowing that your punk ass can't get up there and bat no more is even worse. That's what I'm like. We got to scrap because we can't throw at you. So Shohei getting hit because of another dude threw a ball at him. No.
I don't. Baseball's got the dumbest unwritten rules.
The dumbest
unwritten rules. Game 7, Sunday night, there at Oklahoma City. Again, we will talk more about the NBA Finals in our final hour here on a Friday. Coming up next, though, the Back Page with Bo. It is on the way. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Midday Show, Abe in for Andy alongside Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Jill
no,
Scott?
No, 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 not yet, Abe. All right, go ahead.
Jill Scott's down at 53 on this list.
Really?
And Rick James is at 51.
Love both of them. I love me some damn Jill Scott.
My guy.
In love with Mary Jane.
My guy, John Legend's at 50.
Love John Legend.
Huge fan.
Love. Big fan. All right. Okay. Who's at 20?
I got to scroll. Oh, there's Rihanna at 46.
Really?
D'Angelo at 45.
Really?
Dionne Warwick's 43.
Love Dionne Warwick.
Brandy, Aaliyah.
Like, Brandy's in front of all them folks?
All right, I'm still at 30. Alicia Keys, 32, Lionel Richie. 28's Erykah Badu. Saw Chris Brown at there.
Hold on. Brandy's in front of, like, Anthony Hamilton, you Soul Child?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Bill Withers.
All
24.
Day, all day, baby.
Gotta get it.
All day.
Luther Vandross, 22. Donnie.
Hold on. That would gotta be Lil Luther. They gotta have two for Big Luther, Lil Luther. Because ain't no way in the hell Luther is in the 20s in greatest R&B of all time. Not Luther. Is what I'm saying? Is it Big Luther, Lil Luther? What said wet curl or dry curl? It's gotta be two Luthers. All right, I'm just, you got to be kidding me.
My thing froze it.
Luther Vandross, 22.
My thing froze in a picture of Luther. I can't get out of here. 20.
Get out of here.
20 is
it's all right. It's all right.
I think I saw Otis Redding at 20.
Love. You're not
yeah,
love
Otis Redding at 20.
Yes.
Boy, my computer's been killed by this R&B page.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Smokey Robinson at 19.
Okay.
Al Green.
Okay.
Janet Jackson at 17.
Okay. All right.
Mary J. 16.
Higher, but okay.
But also, I mean, I guess R&B Mary, a little
Mary's
bit.
Bad out now. Come on.
Shaft at 15.
Who?
Isaac Hayes.
Oh. Okay. All right. All right.
Chef.
All
Chef
right.
at 15.
All right. Okay. All
Curtis
right.
Mayfield, Sam Cooke. Usher at 12.
Okay. All right. Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield's a bad man.
Speaking of Usher, he threw out the pitch at the Braves game the other night.
How'd it go?
A pretty good pitch. He's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
You were looking for the whole red.
Yeah. All right, so
the red get up.
Yes,
Blooper had it on.
Blooper
had the
really.
Blooper yeah, Blooper had the full
had the fur on.
Yeah, man.
I tell you this because I was just talking to Bo because I saw that they got new merch that's coming out with Usher theme. A Town Up, piece up, A Town Down, and I was like, oh yeah, because when I saw the upside down A Atlanta Brave hat, I was like.
Bro.
I got to have it.
Bro.
Got to have it. Now.
Do they sell that? Like, do the actual team sell
that? Go to BraveShop.com.
Got to have it.
There is a Usher Knight section on BraveShop.com that has all
those. I just, you know me.
I'm not going to buy it. I can't pull it off, but I saw it.
I got to get another week because I already bought stuff. I bought the Florida Panther stuff. So I can't go 2 weeks and buying all kind of merch, man.
I think the total cost if you bought it today versus if you buy it next week or the week after.
Yeah, I know, even out, I know, man. I know. But you know how I am, dog. I keep my you know how Buck has a spreadsheet?
Yeah.
We got the RAND sheet.
Okay. All right.
And it's a certain, like, if I do something that I, not necessarily that goes off the RAND sheet, because I'm a very pocket watching of myself.
Okay.
Like, do you really need that? Do I really need this Atlanta Braves hat? Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that. My first thought.
Like, if I need something, if I feel I need something, I'm going to go get it.
My first thought when I saw the hat was, one, that's dope. Yes. Two, I can't pull it off.
I need it.
And then three, who can? And I was like, oh, Randy.
Yes, I need that hat. I need the hat. So the hat will be bought.
This hour of the Midday Show.
And I got a bird. Hold on. She's out in the car right now. Hey, Bo, what's that website again? She's in the car.
Braves Shop?
Oh, braveshop.com or MLBshop.com.
Yeah, it's a Braves hat with Atlanta Braves hat online.
There's a whole button you can click with all kind of Usher merchandise. Yeah.
You can also probably just Google Usher upside down Braves hat.
I just need her to hit. She's in the car.
Yeah, it's on MLBshop.com.
She's in the car. You know my birthday's coming up. So. Yes.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Back page brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at solomonbrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Happy Friday, Bo.
So, you know, Usher wearing upside down Braves logoed merchandise actually makes sense because piece up A-Town down.
Right.
Can anybody explain to me the Dodgers upside down LA hat? That's the only other team I've seen this in, but I saw this one before the Braves.
I've never seen it.
There's people out there just wearing it's a Dodgers logo upside down. There's black ones, blue ones. I don't understand the meaning. If somebody on the text line wants to let me know.
I've never seen that.
Maybe it's a general trend and we just kind of tied it into piece up eight town
just down stuff
and
it, upside down.
Yeah. I think it's making stuff up. I think that sounds like something that's a frivolous lie.
Because I would think that maybe a Padres hat would wear a Dodgers hat with the logo upside down. Because it's kind of, it used to be a sign of disrespect,
like the stuff horns down thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Horns
very
down.
Similar to that. Yeah,
exactly. Let me say, like, because again, living in San Diego, and me and Donald, we live right by Petco Park when we lived out there, and it's a nice area. Well, you know, it's very nice and everything's down there, and in the Gaslamp District, and. Like, it would be hooligans down there when the Dodgers would come to town. And you're just like, hold on.
Well, because that's
who, this is know. Baseball.
Yeah.
And they would be, but I'm like, how are you surprised? Because when you go to Charger games and the damn Oakland Raiders, formerly LA Raiders, come in town, there's fights. But there'd be fights all day when the damn Dodgers would come into town to play the damn Padres. And you're sitting there like, really?
So more on that in a minute. This game yesterday between the Dodgers and Padres was – there were so many layers to all kind of just jacked up stuff happening in that game. And I have actually seen a Padres hat with an upside-down logo, so I guess it is just a trend. Dominic Mysterio is a well-known Padres fan from the area. All right, so speaking of Braves and Truist Park, so look, let me take you back to 1972. None of us were alive. All-Star game, Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Hank Aaron goes whammo. Yickety, I lost a home run word there. 2000, flash forward to Chipper Jones hitting a home run at Turner Field. Who's going to do it this year? Got to be Ronald Acuna Jr. He is the closest. Ronnie is currently 100,000 votes away. Now, this is as of last night.
Right.
100,000 votes away from third place in National League All-Star outfielder voting.
Damn.
So he has to be at least in third. But I think we can get this done. If he keeps lighting the baseball on fire like he's doing, we still got another 3 weeks or so. Now, I'm not sure when voting stops, but go out there and vote. And also, when you're filling out your all-star voting bracket, Ronald Acuna Jr. fans, don't vote on the other guys that are ahead of him. You might say, oh, he's a good player. I'm going to vote for him. No. Follow kind of my example. I'm voting for Dylan Cruz, you know, LSU phenom.
Okay.
Not quite getting it done with the Nationals, but it's a popularity contest anyway. And Michael Harris is second because his defense should get him in the All-Star game by itself.
Okay.
100,000 votes. This is what we need to get Ronnie into the starting three Major League Baseball All-Star game.
I mean, he is – I mean, we know he's one of the top five players in baseball when he's him.
100%.
We understand that.
I would say probably top three.
And I might say more than that, but – I mean, we know who the two dudes are. We know it's Aaron Judge, Otani, and then it's everybody else. But I will put Ronnie in front of everybody else.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, I mean, I voted, and my, you know, Samson freaking loves Ronald
Five
Acuna.
Times a day.
You know, Samson loves Acuna, and so he got the phone, so he's doing his thing and everything. So, but, yeah, we go, Michael, we're going to do our part to get Ronnie in this game.
Hashtag vote Ronnie. Go out there and do it. Five times a day. You can vote every day. Five times. So y'all mentioned Didier Fuentes making his start this season. If y'all remember back in the in spring training, the spring breakout game, I told y'all a little bit about Didier Fuentes. That's the day that he struck out seven opponents out of the nine that he faced. He pitched three innings in the spring breakout game. Most recently, he did have one start with Gwinnett. He went 4 1/3, allowed one run. So, hey, man, let's hope the little high 90s fastball. Let's hope the young man who just turned 20 like 3 days ago comes up here and gets it done. Just keep the team in the game for
what
like 5 minutes.
What can he do to stay?
I don't think there's anything. I don't think he can.
Probably not.
Right. I think you're – everyone, see, here's the thing, and I was going to talk about this later, but we'll bring it on. Everyone's going to make a big deal if he looks good and be like, him instead of Elder. That's going to be the discussion.
And I might be one of those people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like high 90s over 92. Just saying. Elder's pitch well. I can't, you know.
Right.
But, Jesus, man. All right, so I mentioned that Dodgers-Padres game. So before all of these scuffle butts that happened like in the eighth and ninth inning, how about what happened in the third inning when Yoshinobu Yamamoto was working on a immaculate inning?
Okay.
And it's about time to bring on the hat tappers.
Here's the 0-2. It is! Oh, no! Marvin Hudson cost him an immaculate inning!
Oh,
I mean, that's not even close. That is... Wow.
Marvin!
I mean, that wasn't even borderline or anything. I mean, that was borderline middle.
Can we get ABS on loan for the night from AAA?
Goodness!
This strike that was called a ball that cost Yamamoto an immaculate inning was in the dead center of the plate, just high of the direct middle, as far as north and south.
It was elevated, but it was 1,000%.
Elevated, but nowhere near.
Agreed. Nowhere near the border.
Zone.
It was.
I understand that, but that's what happened to Marcel last night, and that damn base is loaded. I was like, "Whoa!"
I tweeted
about that. He framed the hell out of that pitch. But you're like, "Hold on, dude! Like, come on now,
Well, I got mad at a different one.
I saw your tweet, but I'm just like, come on.
I don't even remember. Was it Nick Allen? Whoever was batting ninth last night got rung up on a pitch high, and it would have been if he walked, bases loaded.
Nick Allen got one of those. Yeah.
Would have been bases loaded with Acuna up.
And he was throwing a ball, and it was
and it's
strike.
Just, it's like, tap the helmet, man.
Yeah.
Like, let's challenge this thing. Yeah, we need it.
Whatever. Speaking of my wife, she's listening, and she said that they went ahead and got me a birthday present today. They brought me a new suitcase. My wife does not like my suitcase for some reason. She's not a big fan of the backpack with the backpack roller book bag. She's not a big fan of it. Now all these years I never knew that
because all your stuff in it.
Because I've had this
she
bag.
Using it?
I've had this bag. I've had this bag forever, and so she's like, "Can we get you to do some new luggage?" I'm like, I have lots of luggage. Now, a lot of it I overspent for because I was back in them days and I was buying dump stuff. But I don't carry it at all anymore because I just don't want that attention. So, yeah, they went and got me some new luggage.
Did you at least take this luggage for a test drive first?
No, I didn't.
You got to make sure it's rollable. It's a good height for you.
Yeah, but I just think about it because I'm tall and I have them, but I don't use them a lot. The ones where you don't actually have to lean it to pull it. Like the book bag that
I four wheel?
The one that she does not like, I have to roll it and pull it and everything like that.
That's
so she got me the one that stands and I can just
that
walk
is a lot nicer.
So I can just walk it. So I won't be getting no A-Town down stuff. I got me some new luggage.
You know, there's always next year.
Yeah. Or I can just buy myself.
Bo, is that it?
Do you have fitted hat size?
Huh?
It may not even be a fitted hat. It's probably a snapback.
You know, I don't wear fitteds no more, but I've been, you know what I mean?
I think they probably sell that hat.
I'm a big snapback guy.
Stay
big
tuned. We'll see. So here is Dave Roberts and Mike Schilt almost going at it. This is the closest you'll probably get to an actual fight in Major League Baseball.
Arraez, meanwhile, coming to check on Tatis with Schilt and head athletic trainer Mark Rogo in tow.
Oh,
now Dave Roberts is coming out of the third base dugout. He and Mike Schilt are going to go face-to-face, and both benches will empty.
Roberts just
pushed Schilt.
He did bump.
We have contact.
He did bump.
The umpires and some of the coaches trying to get between the two managers. Schilt and Roberts are now up against the backstop.
He did bump him.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, we had contact in a Major League Baseball kerfuffle. Hey, quick shout-out. So I met a listener Wednesday night, then we were not here on Thursday. Shout-out to Jeremy, who's out there probably listening right now. Met him down at the Truist Club. And shout-out to my guy Seth, who works for, like, on-field security for the Braves, who listens every day also. He keeps telling me he's going to call in. But, Seth, I think you're a liar. Call in, man. But I love it when listeners approach me as fans, or I have several guys that work at the stadium that come up.
At least they come up to you. I get stared at.
I get so many Andy Randays.
I get stared at. I'm like, okay, you come speak. I get stared at and get wives that ask for their husbands. Like, dude, it's okay.
I normally get.
Throw you a set, fellas.
It's okay.
Randy's a nice.
I am.
I normally get the, oh, what do you do for the station? That's the response that I get most of the time. I can't believe it didn't happen, but we got to give a quick update. LSU has qualified for the championship series of the College World Series.
Whoa.
Crazy, crazy game.
It's on now?
No. Well,
no, this is Wednesday
it'll
night.
It'll start
too.
Saturday. Oh, Wednesday. Okay. It'll start Saturday night. Crazy game. Brutal finish if you're an Arkansas fan, but LSU
we're
Coastal
not.
Carolina. congrats on that, Bo.
All
right, when we come back, final hour of the midday show. Final hour for the whole week on the midday show. Looking forward to it. Some Braves, some NBA, and a lot more as well. AMA also. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.